Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Now, the Sexual Assault Treatment Centre at Rotunda Hospital has won an Irish Healthcare Award. The team at the SATU were honoured with the Nursing and Midwifery Project of the Year Award for a new project which makes the patient experience less traumatic and less stressful. To tell us more about the award and how the Rotunda Sexual Assault Treatment Unit is innovating to improve the experience of sexual assault victims, I'm joined by on-call forensic nurse examiner and project lead Catherine Marsh. Catherine, you're very welcome indeed to the programme.
Thank you very much, Cormac. Yeah, delighted to be here to speak to you.
Well, we're delighted to have you, I must say, to talk about what is a crucial, obviously, and a very valuable service. Congratulations on your award. You might tell me a little bit about the project that led to this award.
Yeah, no problem at all. So I suppose traditionally in Ireland, when someone reports that they've been sexually assaulted, they have the option to attend a sexual assault treatment unit. And when a person comes to the sexual assault treatment unit, they have options of care available to them. So one of the things they would do initially is meet an examiner like myself and a support nurse in every unit across the country. So there's 6 units across the country. You would meet an examiner, and the examiner will talk to you about the incident, what had happened, and from there be able to carry out a medical examination and, if appropriate, a forensic examination. Mm-hmm. And a forensic examination is basically a medical examination carried out to collect evidence following a sexual assault or a rape that would be collected up to 7 days post the assault. And I suppose if someone comes to us who I would have a physical injury, so maybe that a bruise, an abrasion, a laceration, we would attend to those injuries. What we do in our examination is we would document those injuries on our chart. So if a person has a bruise, we would describe the location of the bruise. We would describe the colour of the bruise, the size of the bruise, and the nearest landmark where it is. And then if it's felt that it's appropriate for the photograph to be, or sorry, the injury to be photographed, we would recommend that this is taken by a member of the Garda Síochána Síochána Scene of Crime Team, because that is the current practice in Ireland.
So it's a specific type of photography. It's forensic photography. And those photos would be presented in evidence in any court case, which is why it's so procedural, I suppose. So your project then, your innovation is in a way quite a simple one, but it fundamentally changes the process, doesn't it? Explain the difference to people.
It does. So I suppose our project brings forensic photography directly into the healthcare setting. So I suppose we feel very, very passionate about the care that we provide to our patients. It's very patient-centred, trauma-informed, where we really, when a patient trusts us to come in to disclose that they've been assaulted and then are trusting us to document their incident, but also document any injuries that person may have. This for us is a vital opportunity for us to be able to take those images mm-hmm. and not have them attend the Garda station maybe that evening, that night or the next day. So it's really bringing, as you say, it's a very simple process, but it's bringing it into the healthcare setting.
Okay, so and I'll talk to you about the impact of that change in just a second, but just a recap for people. Victims would, or survivors of sexual assault, would present to the Sexual Assault Treatment Centre at the Rotunda. They'd be examined, they'd be medically examined, and then, if required, the forensic examination and this forensic photography would happen. And before now, the person would have to be brought to a Garda station for those forensic photos. Is that correct?
Correct. Or if the scene of crime team were available at the time of the person presenting to the unit, we would contact the scene of crime team to come to the unit, which again could delay the process. So if the guards is not able to come at the immediate time, the person may have to wait in the unit for the Garda to turn up to take those photographs.
So I can really imagine how it is less traumatic and less stressful to have those photos taken at the Rotunda. Where compassionate healthcare staff are there, instead of transporting the person to a busy Garda station with maybe, I don't know, a queue being brought in and noise and it's cold or whatever the case may be. So it's having a really big impact, is it?
Correct, yes. Because for some people that come to us, traveling and transport might be an issue for them. So for them to even arrange for someone to physically bring them to the Garda station the next day could be an issue. So it could be delaying them actually having their photographs taken as well. And that's something that we've seen in practice.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about the technology involved, or what did you have to get into the SATU to allow you to take forensic photos?
So, excuse me, I suppose back in 2022, this is when we started out with our idea that we could and look at something that could improve the experience for our patients coming to the sexual assault treatment unit. So we partnered with a US-based specialised company to provide us with the forensic photography system. They offered it to us on loan because this would be the first in Ireland to be implemented. So this camera is not what, if to visualise what it is, it's not a basic Canon camera. It's a Canon camera within a system that is on a tripod, but also has a computer screen, which allows us to take the photograph, but also to educate the patient when we're taking the photograph. So if a patient has a bruise in the middle of their back, it's really, really hard for them to see what that actually looks like. So if the patient wants to see the image, they can. There's also the option that they don't have to see that. But it's a really important piece of equipment that also has, so if we're taking the photograph and using our measuring tape to measure it, to take that photograph, there's a voice control system on the camera. There's a foot pedal to take it. And there's also, we haven't used it yet, but it is available for an alternative light source to detect injuries that aren't visible to the naked eye at the time of presentation. So okay. If someone comes and says they've been held by the throat and that's it in the immediate, those bruises may not present at the time that they're there, but we can shine a light and it can show that there is, and the person can then come back and have those photographs taken once the bruises materializes.
You talk about your job, I must say, Catherine, so professionally, but there is that compassion running through all of what you say, I think, and I'd say people can hear that as well. Can I ask you one more question before I let you go?
Sure.
Because Nikita Hand, people will remember in her recent case she won against Conor McGregor, she thanked the Rotunda Sexual Assault Unit for how you cared for her. I mean, that must be gratifying.
For us, I suppose, as examiners, one of the things that we really are, I suppose, really grateful for is to be able to do this job and to be able to look after people at the most vulnerable time of their lives. And I think for me, I feel that I wrap people in bubble wrap and let them know that they are going to be okay and that they are believed, and that they feel that they've been heard and that they receive the care that they need. So when a person comes through our door and they don't know what to expect when they come through a sexual assault, because it's one of the things no one ever feels or believes they'll ever end up in a sexual assault unit. Mm-hmm. But when they do, that they know that they are being treated by a team that are specially trained, that we're trauma-informed, that we know what we're doing, and that if a person is afraid or they're worried, that they also know to come to us. So when people are brave enough to speak out and say that they've been sexually assaulted, to know that they can come to our service where we will look after them, we will believe them, and we will take care of them.
Well, professional and compassionate, as I say, but clearly innovative as well. Congratulations again to you and your team on this award. Project lead and on-call forensic nurse examiner with the Sexual Assault Treatment Centre at the Rotunda Hospital, Catherine Marsh. Thank you very much indeed for joining us. Now, if you've been affected by any of the content in that interview, help is available. Just go to rte.ie/helplines.